Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 10th, 1902, the Prisoners of War Act was passed in Barbados. This act was a consequence of the South African War of 1899-1902. Sometimes known as the Anglo-Boer War. It was passed in preparation for the expected arrival of 2,250 Boer prisoners of war who were to be imprisoned on the island. The main issue in the war in South Africa was control of the Witwatersrand goldfields around Johannesburg, which were the richest in the world at that time. The goldfields were in territory controlled by the Boers, descendants of Dutch settlers at the Cape, who had settled there and established two independent republics in the area during the 19th century. But the British wanted to take over and add the territory to their empire. The war had turned into a long and bitter struggle, in which the vastly outnumbered Boers employed guerrilla tactics against the occupying British army. The British had responded by destroying Boer farms and interning Boer women and children in what they called concentration camps. By this stage in the war, 28,000 Boer prisoners had already been sent to camps in various parts of the British Empire, including St. Helena, Ceylon, India, and Bermuda. 5,000 prisoners were confined in Bermuda alone, and Barbados was chosen to be next. In March 1902, the British War Office rented 23 acres of land from the owner of Fortescue Plantation, Lord Harewood. The site, between Cummins Hole and Skeets Bay in St. Philip, was placed under martial law, and construction began on wooden huts to house the prisoners. The Act passed on this day in May of 1902 set out penalties, including fines and imprisonment, for anyone in the local population found guilty of communicating with the prisoners, aiding and abetting their escape, or trespassing in the martial law zone. In the event, the prisoners expected from South Africa never arrived in Barbados, because the South African War ended with the signing of a peace treaty between the British and the Boers on May 31st, 1902. The wooden huts that had been built on the site were sold off in August of 1904. According to Professor Woodville Marshall's book, Of Halls, Hills and Holes, Place Names of Barbados, the site was used at various times as a camp, a shooting range for cadets, and a go-kart track, but, for obvious reasons, it has been known ever since as Boer Camp Pasture.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.